500-KBOO.
Hey, thanks, Justin and Pear. You are tuned in to KBOO Portland. Coming up at 10:15 on Flashpoint's American Nuremberg, the U.S. officials who should stand trial for post-9/11 war crimes, and at 11 on The Recovery Zone, host Stephanie Potter speaks with Float On co-founder Christopher Messer and Float advocates Jordan Lamp and Peter Moore. And now, please stay tuned for Chris Andre, who hosts Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary.
KBOO would like to thank our community partners that donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was donated by Crema Coffee and Bakery on 2728 Southeast Ankeny Street, open every day 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Lunch was donated by Holy Moly Food Cart at 1421 Southeast 33rd Avenue, serving Mexican mole poblano, enchiladas, and more. Dinner was donated by Atlas Pizza, located at 3570 Southeast Division Street, and open 11:30 a.m. to 11 p.m. or later every day.
This is David Barsamian, host of Alternative Radio, heard Tuesday mornings at 9 on KBOO Community Radio in Portland, Hood River, and Corvallis. I'm visiting Oregon in May and will appear in Portland on Friday, May 13th. I hope you can join me at the First Unitarian Church of Portland at 7 p.m. for this fundraising event for KBOO. Visit them online at kboo.fm for more information. I look forward to seeing you on my Saving the Planet tour.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Patsy? Can you hear me? I need to give you the... You need to listen. I need to give you the phone number, please. Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, April 27th, 2016, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, real community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. Got a little weather for you today because, you know, the reason we do this, we have so little time, is because this is Cascadia. This is what's happening outside. This is usually the first thing that people notice in their environment when they step out the door in the morning. So here we go with a 50-50 chance of showers, highs near 61 and light winds. Tonight, a very, very slight, less chance of rain, but nonetheless, it's hovering over us. We got a low around 47, so it's going to be chilly, and a northwest wind. Tomorrow, partly sunny, highs around 66, and we got a light northwest wind up to about 11 miles per hour in the afternoon, probably more out in the gorge, and for tomorrow, tomorrow night. Partly overcast and low around 46. Chilly nights, chilly nights. Our guest today is Lisa DeVille with the Dakota Resource Council Board. She's back today to finish the conversation that we began yesterday about some of the catastrophic effects of the gas industry on Indigenous people in the Dakotas. It's gotten to the point where flaring goes on all night and it lights up the sky like day. People are trying to, and it roars. It roars like a train coming through. There are a number of other issues, too, that confront people in the Dakotas right now. We feel remote from it. Mostly what we hear on the right, of course, is how great it is to be energy independent, so to speak. Well, we're not energy independent. We're dependent on extracting and exploitation. We're dependent on taking it out of the ground. That's not independence. That's the ruination of the last of our habitat. And it's also killing our habitat at the same time and at a pace that no one ever expected. We don't have algorithms that come close to predicting what's going to happen. And the speed of change that is facing us, we're just beginning to confront. They say in permaculture that edges are where all the most exciting things happen. And it's very likely true in this case because we are indeed finding ourselves literally on the edge of an edge. So that said, the Dakotas are not remote. Oh no, they aren't. The Dakotas are close to us as close to us as our cars or our buses. The fact that the right says it's great to be energy independent, the left is up in arms about trains and leaving it underground and all of that. But we always seem to forget. We always forget First Nations. First Nations are the first claim, have first claim to the land, and they are, of course, the natural stewards of the land. There is no such thing as a parcel of Indigenous land over here, or a reservation, or a park with picnic tables on the shores of the Columbia River, or a casino somewhere on a remote country road. Oh no, every square inch of this country is in fact Indigenous land. And then wherever that land is desecrated, as in the case of the Dakotas, nothing is going to bring that back. Nothing is going to repair or restore the damage that has been done to First Nations habitat. And we're getting this. We have the same situation across the country. So, thinking of the Dakotas as a remote part of the world that we don't have to worry about, but we can wring our little hankies and feel badly for the people who are living there or attempting to live there, that doesn't cut it. That doesn't come close to cutting it. We're all responsible for what's happening. Saudi Arabia is also attempting to go independent, and that's far more alarming than I think people have come to understand yet. Leaving it in the ground is the only option, but right now there may not be as much to leave in the ground as we thought, and ever more desperation breeds ever more desperate measures. And some of the things, if you think fracking is bad, just wait until the petrochemicals, fossil fuels, become really scarce, and then see what happens. It'll be the worst free-for-all catastrophe anyone's ever seen on the planet, because we are ruining our land and our water faster than the planet can restore it. And you reach a tipping point, and that is the top of the bell curve when the species begins to die out. And that said, much closer to home here, in fact, in Cascade Lux, people as the primary elections draw nearer, it's it's increasingly clear that huge money has come in and is taking a position that is aimed at destroying all of the work that the local people have done. And don't forget, Nestle is a huge multinational corporation. It's not based here. They don't care what happens to Oxbow Springs. They don't care. They care about the salmon, except as lovely smoked salmon on their plate. That may not be something that might not be on the menu for much longer if people don't take care and have an eye to what we're doing. Nestle in the Gorge is a disaster in so many ways. How anyone can think of this when Oregon, of all places, Oregon faces drought in most of the counties. No one thought that would happen. That is announced on mainstream media as though it was just another part of the news, just another story, but it's not. That should tell us more than we need to know, and it should be a warning that people who are pro-bottling Cascade Locks don't live here. They don't care about jobs. That is the biggest joke, as if jobs are on anybody's minds when it comes down to what happens to water at Cascade Locks. It's an absurdity. Well, we're looking for another story for you before we go over to the KBOO membership room. We've got a prank alert for you. Free Enterprise Project to present liberty-based shareholder resolutions at annual meetings of corporate titans, General Electric, and Coca-Cola. National Center for Public Policy Research. It calls on General Electric investors to support its religious freedom proposal. This is an opportunity. If anybody wants to get creative on the phone or on social media, now is the time. The Free Enterprise Project to present liberty-based shareholder resolutions attends annual meetings of these huge corporations. And here's what they found. They found that Coca-Cola is a terrifying left-wing company. Then they are going into the shareholders meetings in Atlanta, Georgia, to try to set them straight. They are very concerned that Coca-Cola and General Electric as well are going to upset the old apple cart with their extreme policies. Now I'm wondering how this is far to the right of Alec. This is far to the right of the Koch brothers, as a matter of fact. And I'm going to give you a number to call, Judy Kent, 703-759-7476. She's also got a cell phone number, I see. 703-477-7476. You're welcome. Have fun with that. Run with that. It's time to run right now to your phone and call that number. 877-500-5266. That is about the best thing I can leave you with, the best gift I can give to listeners out there. Become a member today, and here's how to do it.
Call 877-500-5266. My name is Pear, and I'm here with Justin, and we are trying to keep this momentum going. We've had a bang-up morning. We've had with full house. We have all sorts of people to thank. I want to thank Megan, who is renewing from Northeast Portland, Katie renewing from Southwest Portland, Raina renewing from Northeast Portland, and Linda renewing from North Portland. Thank you very much. KBOO is part of your world, and you are part of KBOO's world. Way to be. Join that world if you're not a member already. 877-500-5266. 5266.
I would also like to say thank you to Chris Andre, who is such a committed volunteer, coming in every day producing Air Cascadia because of her passion to bring the information to the air. And we are grateful for that. And we're asking you to show a little support. What we've been hearing from is strong people making a real difference, whether that's Amy Goodman at Democracy Now! Or Chris Andre right here in our studio. Please show your support for these vital voices being brought to air and call 877-500-5266. The only way real voices get to air is because people just like you have the passion to do so and are willing to give it a little support. 877-500-KBOO.
Your way of having your say, your way of talking back to the empire, your way of being part of the conversation and not just a passive listener. So give us a call, 877-500-5266. Or come on down and see us at 20 Southeast 8th. We are here in the back room having a good time, taking phone calls and talking to our listeners and members. And when you do call, tell the answerer what you like about KBOO. We want your opinion. We have a survey. When you come in the front door, there's a front desk there has survey questionnaires for you. We are interested in what you want to hear on KBOO. We don't want we want to hear your voice, not just have you hear our voice.
877-500-KBOO. You know, when we were thanking all those generous members renewing their membership, I'm very grateful. I also noted that we could use some more new members. Now, this town is the number one move-in destination for 3 years in a row in the entire continental United States. Therefore, there must be a lot of new people listening. So now is the time you recognize really what it means also to live in Portland. It means giving a little bit of support to independent voices. It means remembering what has gone before. It means lending voice to diverse communities. You new folks out there, please call up and introduce yourself and be the next newest member. 877-500-5266.